Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled Spiritual Oxygen.
The flight attendant recited the usual instructions as the plane was about to take off. If loss of cabin pressure should occur, oxygen masks will drop down. Then she added that if you are traveling with a child, secure your own mask before you put on the mask of your child. Why? Because, of course, if you should black out from lack of oxygen, you would not be able to help your child. It makes sense. Yet when it comes to parenting, we mothers usually feel we must always tend to our children's needs before our own. Everyone else needs good meals, adequate rest, and sufficient exercise. Everyone, that is, except mom. Sometimes we're pretty close to blacking out from exhaustion. It sounds so loving to sacrifice yourself for your family. Yet for survival, we must maintain a balance between meeting our family's needs and adequately caring for our own. After all, every mom is first a woman, then a mom. Especially when it comes to spiritual resources, moms often come up short. When I was mothering three young children, it seemed impossible to have a very deep spiritual life. There simply was no time for extensive Bible study or long periods of prayer. If I got up early enough to read my Bible, invariably one of the kids woke up earlier. If I resorted to locking myself in the bathroom to have some time to myself, that's inevitably when one of the kids would holler, "Mom!" At times, the best I could do was grab a few verses on the run and send up prayers of desperation saying, "Lord, help me." So my advice to moms is don't panic when a few days go by when you can't read your Bible and your prayers are very short. Just know that you can't go very long without spiritual oxygen, for Jesus said, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.